Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. The EU's green investing taxonomy could go global. But will it steer capital towards deserving projects? Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. Why gold has lost some of its investment allure. It has been less reliable than inflation-protected treasuries, and is less exciting than crypto. Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. The rise of personalized stock indices. Direct indexed accounts combine the benefits of customization with those of passive investing. Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. A war of words ends with the Democrats firmly in charge of a key regulator. A boardroom bust-up at the FDIC reveals President Biden's distaste for big banks. Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. Economists are agreeing with each other more. A new survey finds growing consensus, notably on the need for more activist economic policy. Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. The IMF bashes the IMF over Argentina. The fund's huge rescue plan for the country could not withstand the foreseeable risks it faced. Finance and Economics, January 7, 1900 America, New York. Could China's Northeast be home to its next banking disaster? The economy is struggling, and its banks are under stress.
Global Economy, January 7, 7:13 America, New York. Inflation hits new Eurozone record as energy and food prices soar. Surprise increase to 5% piles pressure on ECB to speed up stimulus scale back.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 7:08 America, New York. Meme stocks bounce back. What to watch when the stock market opens today? GameStop shares soared on plans to enter the NFT and cryptocurrency markets. AMC Entertainment was also up. Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 7:03 America, New York. What a video game slump sounds like. The biggest video game releases during the holiday season weren't enough to inspire gamers to crank things up.
New York Times Business, January 7, 6:59 America, New York. A strong jobs report is expected, but it may not reflect Omicron's effect. The December data was collected before the latest virus wave took deep hold. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 7, 6:22 America, New York. Eurozone inflation hits new record, further pressuring ECB. The data presents a challenge for the European Central Bank as it strives to persuade households and businesses that inflation will return to its target toward the end of this year without a rise in borrowing costs.
Forex Live, January 7, 6:10 America, New York. Oil continues impressive start to the new year. Oil is up over 1% on the day as the rally since the turn of the year stretches on. It has been an impressive week for oil, all things considered. There were some intraday dips amid some knocks to risk sentiment, but they have been quickly bought up and here we are.
Daily FX Market News, January 7, 6:05 America, New York. Euro, USD latest. Eurozone inflation hits 5%, ECB may have to re-evaluate conservative policy timelines. Eurozone inflation surges onwards, pressurizing policymakers. Euro may be in for a reprieve as USD lacks direction.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 6:02 America, New York. Russia's border tensions translate into market pain. Troops on Ukraine's border and unrest in neighboring Kazakhstan have unnerved investors, sending the ruble to its weakest level since April.
Daily FX Market News, January 7, 6 o'clock America, New York. USD, ZAR forecast. Positive week for the RAND with NFPs to come. The RAND kicked off 2022 with gusto, but a positive dollar outlook could weigh heavily on the M currency. USD, ZAR trades below 16.00 with fundamentals backing further upside.
BBC News Business, January 7, 5:56 America, New York. Bitcoin prices fall to lowest in months after US Fed remarks. Bitcoin prices tumble amid rumblings from the U.S. banking body and unrest in Kazakhstan.
Forex Live, January 7, 5:42 America, New York. Interview with payment industry veteran Robert Courtnage. Courtnage has been in the payment industry since 1990, when he started working at Citibank. He qualified as a solicitor and moved in-house to look after the UK.
BBC News Business. January 7, 5:32 America, New York, CES. Should the world's biggest tech show have gone ahead? The annual Consumer Electronics Show, CES, has gone ahead in Las Vegas, despite the pandemic.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 7, 5:30 America, New York, jobs report expected to show record annual gain. U.S. job growth for 2021 is expected to hit an annual record, and the economy is positioned to churn out jobs this year despite temporary disruptions from the Omicron variant surge, economists say.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 5:30 America, New York, what inflation will do to your 2022 taxes. The IRS tax tables are getting a bigger than usual adjustment this year, thanks to the rising cost of living. Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 5:30 America, New York, investors brace for slowing corporate bond sales. Barclays analysts estimate that bond supply from financial companies will fall 30% in 2022, led by declining bank issuance. Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 5:30 America, New York, premium economy might be a downgrade for investors. Airlines win big by selling slightly roomier seats at 4 times the price of an economy ticket, but flyers will probably become too price sensitive to offset lower business class demand. Wall Street Journal Markets, January 7, 5:30 America, New York, Colorado fire victims face high building costs exceeding insurance coverage. Losses are expected to reach $1 billion in the fire that swept through suburbs between Denver and Boulder.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 7, 5:30 America, New York, Colorado fire victims face high building costs exceeding insurance coverage. Losses are expected to reach $1 billion in the fire that swept through suburbs between Denver and Boulder. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 7, 5:30 America, New York, after 2 weeks of flight cancellations, airlines assess what went wrong. As Omicron struck, airlines struggle through one of the most severe and persistent mass cancellation events of the past decade, they are working on how to better manage what could continue to be a difficult period.
Forex Live, January 7, 5:14 America, New York, Germany to outline new restrictions in order to tackle Omicron variant. Among the steps being considered is a requirement for people with only 2 vaccination shots to show proof of a negative test in order to enter a restaurant or a bar, i.e.